you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough, every single day, trying to help you understand the breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters. And of course, trying to do all of it through the grid of clear thinking. That's really the underlying premise of what we're doing here. And I want to say thank you to great sponsors that help us do this, not the least of which is Mr. Mike Lindell of the amazing MyPillow. If you have not yet responded, that very, very awesome deal, a complete new sleep system, which includes the bed topper, the two free pillows that go with it, and a totally different sleep experience for you, guaranteed. Best sleep you've ever had or your money back. They let you try it for 60 days. There's nothing to lose there, but you're going to get 30% off the bed topper and you get the pillows for free. Just use the promo code and use the phone number, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and get that today. That offer will not last forever. But a brand new sleep system, and I think it comes in at somewhere under $200, I think. I mean, it's really an amazing deal. Call for yourself. Don't quote me on the price. Just know that they're going to take 30% off whatever that total is, and you get the pillows for free. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. All right, this weekend there was a veteran that took exception to what former President Barack Obama said over his weekend campaign stops. The former president said that the Benghazi investigations had been conspiracy theories. And so Chris Peronto, a survivor of the Benghazi attack, said, a conspiracy, President Obama? How about we do this? Let's put you on top of a roof with six of your buddies and shoot RPGs and AK-47s at you while terrorists lob 81-millimeter mortars, killing two of your buddies, all while waiting for the U.S. support that never came. He had his Twitter account deactivated by Twitter because of that tweet. But friends, everything that he said is true. He wasn't threatening the president. He wasn't saying, we want to shoot you. He was saying, you've not walked a mile in my shoes. How can you call what we experienced that night a conspiracy theory? That implies it didn't happen and that those of us that went through it were crazy to say that it did. Just because there were no convictions from criminal charges of wrongdoing doesn't mean that we didn't abandon our boys, that we didn't lie to the American people about why they died, and that we didn't send the support that they were begging for when it happened. Those things did happen, and we should take note to not forget that. It's not a conspiracy, Mr. President. It's history, something you've never been very good at. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.